All rise.
Please be seated. All right, Mr. Legend, you have.
This is Mr. McKenzie, Robert McKenzie, Your Honor. He has two docket numbers that he'd like to resolve today with the plea agreement that you should have on the bench. It's docket 1349-10-16 and 1320-11-16.
Let's do our final file. So it's MAC?
Yes, sir.
Yes. We have DUI 1 and DUI 7.
Yes, and the intent, if I may tell you, would be that we have 1249-10. DUI will be amended for negligent operation. And then 1320, the other docket number threatening DUI 2, that will be amended to a DUI 1. And then in the total sentence, will be 4 months to 24 months, all suspended with probation and special conditions of probation as written. And the civil one, 85-10-16 FICS, would be in favor.
So civil's in the first docket?
That's in the second one. The first one, 1249, didn't have the civil trick because the PAC was too low. There was only one civil in 1320.
I see. So first docket regards an incident September 30, 2016. The second docket, 1320-11-16, is October 14th, so only 2 weeks apart. Give me just a second here. So, in the first one, there's an indication of being passed out in the middle of the highway, BAC of 0.038, which would not be explained by the breath alcohol result. No accident. No failures to appear, no red. Has Mr. McKenzie resided in Vermont?
Oh, for quite a number of years.
32 years.
Yeah. And he'd been going through some personal life and trauma, if I might say that, not of a medical nature, but the family life was not going smoothly a lot of the time. And he was not getting sleep. And with quite a bit of the top of that, you and I had mentioned to the officers that at least in the first one. He has been sober now since then. He's sober in the sense that he's not had a drink since then. November 20th. And has he has full intentions, if you approve a plea agreement and sentence today, as soon as he can get into crack, and he wants to get the advantage of the interlock. So he has plans for the future that he has to start taking steps towards achieving. He has a positive attitude.
So the second one, we have a driving off the roadway on October 14, 2016, single vehicle. No observable damage to the vehicle that was off the road near a curb. All right, with BAC at 1117. Okay. So, Mr. McKenzie, in the first docket, it's being reduced. Is there an amendment?
Yes, Your Honor, if I could approve.
Yes.
And on the second one, can you just write the language about the second two lots?
Docket 1249-10-16, as amended, reads, you were in town of Georgia, County Franklin, on or about September 30th, 2016. Operated a motor vehicle on a public highway in a negative manner with an elevated blood alcohol content. Offense penalty is not more than a year in jail or a fine of not more than $1,000 below. Do you understand the amended charge?
Yes.
And do you understand the potential penalty?
I do.
In docket 1320-11-16, the amended charge reads that you were in town of Georgia, Franklin County, on or about October 14, 2016. Operated a motor vehicle on a public highway along with an influence of intoxicated liquor. It's charged as a first offense. And it has a potential penalty of not more than 2 years in jail and a fine of not more than $750 below. Do you understand that amendment? So, Mr. Ledden, are you waiving the 24-hour rule on this?
Yes, Your Honor. I will advise that Rule 5 rights would ask that you accept a plea of guilty to the amended information with two counts amended and accept, as I say, a plea of guilty and sentence in accordance.
All right, so what conditions of probation are we talking about?
Well, in addition to the alcohol screening and counseling to the satisfaction of the probation officer, what safe driving, I believe, appears. You have a better copy than I do.
50 hours community service, alcohol screening, counseling has recommended conditions A, B, F, G, O, P, and J, and to complete the safe driving program. Correct.
J. Okay. So, Mr. McKenzie, those probationary conditions are as follows. A is you have to notify your probation officer within 48 hours of your arrest and give him a citation for your offense. B, you must not be convicted of another crime. F, you must meet your probation officer or designee whenever he or she tells you to do so. G, if you change your address or move, you must tell your probation officer within 2 days. J, upon request without delay, you must allow the probation officer to visit you wherever you are staying. O, you shall not operate, try to operate, or be an actual physical of a motor vehicle on a public highway unless in possession of a valid operator's license from Vermont. And P, he shall not drink alcoholic beverages to the extent they interfere with employment or welfare of the family, himself, or any other person. He must submit to an alcohol sensitive test or any other alcohol test from the probation officer of the designated intelligence officer. Do you have any questions about any of those probationary conditions?
No.
Do you have any questions about this plea? And so you understand as a result of this plea agreement, you'll end up with two convictions. One is for negligent operation, and the other is for driving along with the influence of alcohol.
Yes.
There's a collateral consequence form. Do you have a chance to review that?
I do.
And you signed it as well.
Yes.
So you do have a choice as to whether you go forward with this plea agreement, or if you wish, you insist on the constitutional rights of the jury trial and reject the plea. You understand you have that choice. And if you wanted a trial, you have a right to have an attorney represent you. You have appointed at public expense. Who would represent you throughout the trial or someone in his place with you. You also have a right to silence in trial. You have no burden of proof whatsoever. You just have to be present for the trial. The jury would be told you have no burden of proof, and they could not use your lack of defending yourself or failure to answer any questions or take a stand. You could not use any of that as evidence against you in terms of whether or not the state has met its burden of proving these charges. You have a right to hear what the state's witnesses' testimony would be. You have a right to cross-examine those witnesses with counsel. If convicted of either charge, you have a right to appeal to the Montana Supreme Court. And you have a right to have the state prove these charges beyond a reasonable doubt in each of the elements. In the first case, 1249-10-16, the amended charge of negligent operation. The state would have to prove that it was you that was operating motor vehicle, public highway, or that you operated negligently. And here they would be attempting to show, according to the affidavit, that you had stopped your vehicle, passed out, whatever, in the middle of the public highway, and that you had consumed some alcohol. In docket 1320-11-16, it's driving along with the influence charge. So they'd have to prove on October 14, 2016, one, it was you operating, second, a motor vehicle, third, on a public highway, fourth, at the time you were slightly impaired from the use of alcohol. And here they have a test of 0.117 and a vehicle off the roadway that they would be trying to use to prove that. And of course, you always have the right to take the stand and testify. You have the right to subpoena witnesses and testify on your behalf if they need help. You have a right to have a jury form that you have a presumption of innocence in your favor. Consider that as evidence as part of the trial. Any questions about your trial?
No.
Do you wish to have a trial?
No.
Do you wish to waive all those rights and go forward with the plea agreement? All right, and I'll let the state on factual basis.
In docket 1249-10-16, on September 30th of last year, troopers were called for a report of an operator who appeared to be unconscious in his vehicle while on the roadway, namely being on Route 7 in the town of Georgia. Troopers ultimately were able to find the vehicle. At that point, it was located at a gas station and made contact with the operator. It's identified as the defendant, Robert McKenzie, at Maplefield Mobile on Route 7. At that time, it was determined that he had an elevated blood alcohol content.
And are those facts accurate, sir, regarding that incident on September 30th, 2016?
They are.
You're not contesting any of those. You're not contesting any of those.
On docket 1320-11-16. Yes. On October 14th, Troopers were dispatched to a call of a motor vehicle that had gone off the roadway at the intersection of Sodom Road and Bates Road in Palmer, Georgia. Upon responding, it was determined that defendant Robert McKenzie had been operating his motor vehicle when it had gone off the roadway. They observed, in addition, that defendant was under the influence of alcohol. He was taken to custody for suspicion of driving under the influence, provided a DAC of .117. Sodom Road and Bates Road in Georgia are public highway.
And are those facts accurate, sir?
They are.
You're not contesting any of those facts? And you wish to give up your rights to a jury trial?
I do.
And how do you plead to the amended charge of careless and negligent operation in docket 1249-10-16 on September 30, 2016?
Guilty.
And on that date, had you consumed some alcohol?
Yes.
And at about 11:30 at night, had you been operating a motor vehicle in the town of Georgia?
Yes.
You were on Route 7, public highway?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you agree if this matter went to trial, the state would have sufficient evidence to obtain a conviction beyond a reasonable doubt?
Sorry, I didn't hear that, sir.
Would you agree that if this case went to trial, can the jury believe the state's evidence, that they would have sufficient evidence to obtain a conviction beyond a reasonable doubt?
I believe they would.
And in docket 1320-11-16, the amended charge of driving under the influence, first offense on October 14, 2016, have you plead?
Guilty.
And again, on that date, were you operating the motor vehicle about 11 o'clock at night?
Yes, I was.
And was that a Toyota Corolla motor vehicle?
Yes.
You're on a public highway, Sodom Road?
Correct.
And you've been consuming alcohol?
I had.
And you agree with that as a result of 0.117 blood alcohol content?
Yes.
Blood alcohol content?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you agree you're at least slightly impaired?
Yes.
So in both dockets, I'll accept your pleas of guilty. I'll find you made a knowing, voluntary waiver of concerts to rights of trial at the end of the case. There is sufficient factual basis supporting the charge. You may plead with full knowledge of the consequences. So we will enter convictions on both amendments. Charges. If you want to address the court before we close sentence. Docket 1249-10-16 would be a 2 to 12 month sentence, 2 year term of probation. Docket 1320-11-16 would be a 2 to 12 month sentence consecutive. Also suspended with probation. So your total sentence is 4 months to 24 months. All suspended with probation. And probationary conditions A, B, F, G, J, all of E are imposed. Plus 50 hours of community service, alcohol screening, counseling, and satisfaction, probation officers, and the safe driving program. We will enter judgment in your favor on civil suspension, Dr. 85, 10, 60. You're all set, sir.
Thank you.